Good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. They call it a prayer line, but I call it an experience. Yes, we're going to get started with a song this morning. I just want to say welcome to your new day, where all things are washed away. We're going to start off with it. Called Jesus.
Heavenly Father, Lord, I need you.
That was Kim. Welcome to the love journey. Welcome to this new day where all things are washed away. Yes, I am Jeanine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach. Yes, and that was Kim, and that was called Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. You know, sometimes you get into where you just need a song, you know, the music. Well, that's what I just wanted to hear. And, you know, I've just been feeling this. The music is doing what it wants to do. I was thinking about the song, Joshua Rogers, Rain on Us, and then we're going to get started.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring within us, send a refreshing, Lord, saturate our hearts, send rain, oh, breathe, oh, shower down, anybody needing a shower?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the love journey. Welcome to the love journey. They call it a prayer line. I call it an experience. Welcome to your love experience. This is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe Friday. Yes, yes, yes. And I am Jeanine Ann Ingram. Yes, your transformational life coach. And Fridays is all about developing our relationship to money. We're going to get ready and turn within. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence in this whole universe. You might call it God. Some call it Allah. Some may call it Most High, Yahweh, Yeshua. But let me tell you, however you name the Most High God, I want you to know today that the divine source, that creator, God, the good, the omnipotent, is everywhere present, knowing in this right now moment, not a spot that our God, that our creator is not. Wow. Why? Because God is amazing. The amazing energy of the Most High God, I want us to turn within and just allow the presence of the Holy Spirit to just take over our mind, our body, possess our heart. And as we recognize that today is Millionaire Mind Conversation, where we really get to learn about money and the energy of money, recognizing that money is just God's good in expression. And as we move through this process today, understanding, as we call forth that money flow, the profuse winds of abundance, as we call forth the presence of that energetic expression, speaking to our money today, knowing that we have the power to attract and magnetize. Let's hear Ayana as she gives us a prayer for money.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Wow. Good morning, family. You're tuned in to the Love Journey. Yes, this is the Love Journey. They call it a prayer line. I call it an experience. This is Millionaire My Conversation Cafe Friday, and we're going to get turned within and go into a gratitude meditation with Ayana Vizant. I am so grateful. Just one grateful somebody.
Gratitude Meditation. This guided meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of gratitude within your mind and body. Gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an expression of deep appreciation within yourself that is extended outward. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. As you take a long, deep inhale, focus your attention and your energy right in the center of your chest, the center of love within your being. And breathe into the center of your chest, holding the thought form, I am so grateful. And exhale that breath. Again, breathing directly into the center of your chest, I am so grateful. And allow that breath to be released. And see, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that someone you love unconditionally and someone you know loves you unconditionally is standing right before them. See them with your mind's eye. If you can't see them, feel their presence. And if you can't feel their presence, just imagine that they're there, or set an intention that this person that I love unconditionally, who loves me unconditionally, is standing right before me. Eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as if you could speak directly into their heart and into their being, simply say, thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to love you. I'm so grateful. And take a long, deep inhale. And exhale. And allow the feeling, the experience, the expression of gratitude to fill your being from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Allow it to radiate and vibrate within you as you hold a thought for, I am so grateful, grateful, grateful I am grateful for this moment, this life, this time, this experience, just breathing gratitude, long, deep inhale, I am so grateful, slow, complete exhale, grateful, I am. Again, a long, deep inhale, I am so grateful. And a slow, complete exhale, grateful I am. And breathe and experience the radiance of gratitude. and bring your awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of your breath. And together we take a long, deep inhale in and drop it with the sound of again, a long, deep inhale. And drop it. And wiggle your toes. And your fingers. And give your body a big stretch, allowing the energy to be balanced and reintegrated at all levels of your being. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and focus on something in the room. As you take a long, deep inhale and drop it. And allow yourself to just bask in the radiance of gratitude. And as you move into your day, be sure to do something good for you. And be blessed.
Wow. That was Diana Benzant. Gratitude. You're tuned in to the Love Journey. They call it a prayer line. I call it an experience. And I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach. Yes, we're going to pick up the energy so we can sing our love song and be reminded today of the love that we have for ourselves. Yes, learning how to love ourselves, learning and walking in more of that love energy. And that's what the Love Journey is all about, teaching us how to love ourselves. Yes, that's what it's about. It's about love. Let's say it's not about love.
About love that scares me.
Yes, yes, yes. I just wanted to give Jackie enough time to come out the meditation. She can come in and let's sing our love song and let's pick up the energy. This is the Love Journey, yes, and we're here for a love experience. Let's do it.
Yes, yes, yes. Good God morning, Lady Love. Peace and blessings to you. How are you on this beautiful Friday morning?
Absolutely fantastic.
Just as I am as well. Thank you so very much for our beautiful love experience. I love it. I love it. I love it. I am so in love with love because I am in love with myself. And I just love it. You know, I have this. It's in the pit of my stomach each and every day, and I'm just so excited about love because I get to experience it with myself each and every day, and I just love this experience that I'm having with myself. So, family, as we continue in our love experience, we're going to take this time now. We're going to plant that seed of love that we have within, and we're going to shower it with our love song, I Love Myself So Much, so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. And family, what helped me with my love experience is the things that I had issues with myself and looking in the mirror, you know, looking at my eyes, looking at my nose, my lips, those are the things that I focus on when I'm singing the love song, and I'm just sending much more love and light to myself. So I love looking in the mirror now. I love looking at my smile. I love looking at my face because it is mine, and I love it. I love me. So come on, family. Let's take our time and just unmute our phones, and let's do this love song on a count of three. One, two, three, let's do it. I love myself so much.
so I can love you so much. And you can love you so much. So you can keep on loving me. Come on, y'all. I love myself so much.
Yes.
So I can love you so much. You're loving yourself, and you can love you so much.
Oh, yes.
So you can keep on loving me. Last time. Come on, family. I love myself so much. Yes. So I can love you so much. Yes. And you can love you so much. Come on. So you can keep on loving me. Yes. All right, family. Keep the love growing and keep the love flowing because it is all about love. Namaste. Back to you, Lady Love.
Yes, yes, it is all about love, all about love, love, and love. And that's what life is about. It's about us learning to return back to the truth, which is love, all about love, you know. So I'm going to read from the Daily Inspiration for Better Living, and then we're going to get started. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And today, I wanted to read it because it said, the winner, you. Congratulations. You are the winner of the grand prize. You have already met the necessary requirements. You see, you don't need a ticket to claim your prize. You received it the day you took your first breath. You see, the prize is the gift of life. And it's being noted that many instant millionaires or lottery winners often end up with an extensive debt and frustration. One reason is that they are not consciously prepared for the new abundance, that they had no plan of action. But you see, I come to tell you today that God is giving you all you need to the greatest benefit from your grand prize. You have the wisdom to know that constant contact with God will help you make the right choices for your life. Even when you make choices without proper thought and direction, you still have the opportunity to make change and make new choices. Take advantage of the opportunity because it comes with the prize. You see, it comes with the prize that was given to you the day you were born. You are the gift. You are the prize. You are magnificent. So this day you get to choose. The scripture reference is Joshua 24:15. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Wow. And I just wanted to make sure that I reminded you today there's a winner in you. There's absolutely a winner in you today. All right. Well, you know what today is. You know today is Friday. And today is June 3rd. Can you believe we are in June? We're in the half year. Wow. Well, on the Love Journey, we celebrate on Fridays our idea and our relationship to money. We call this day Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. This is where we take this opportunity to really get in a relationship with our money. And these last few weeks, we have been talking about purpose, getting in our purpose. And why? What does purpose have to do with our money? The world tells us that purpose, which is our gifts will make room for us. That means that our gifts will make money for us if we operate in the gifts and talents that we've been so eloquently sent to the planet for. And that's why we've been talking about purpose, because purpose, gift, and making room are all synonymous. So I'm going to invite my beautiful co-host. I could not have ordained or created a better co-host. When I tell you this lady shuts it down, she shuts it down. I'm just so grateful that she crossed the Love Journey path. She is an awesome sister. And I call her my sister from another mister. We don't have the same mother, but she my sister. I tell you, she is my sister for real. And I love how she shows up in the planet. I am so grateful to have a beautiful co-host. And we just want to send some love out to our beautiful co-host this morning. Our wonderful, amazing Chastity A. Webb.
Yes, yes, yes. If you get a chance to just stop, come on in.
All right, welcome to Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Chastity A. Wells, yes, let's just unmute her phone. Good morning, Chastity.
Hey, hey, good morning. Good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning, Janine.
How are you?
I'm super good. I'm good.
I'm super good. I love it when you're super good. All right, all right. Whenever you're ready, we're ready. Do you need some more? You need some time? Do you need me to do something different while you catch your breath or something?
Yeah, if you don't mind, please. Just because I got my hands real full this morning. My schedule is real tight this morning. So if you can get us started, and then I'm going to jump right on in. If you can just give me like another 5 minutes.
All right. Well, what I'll do is I'll play your song. Ain't no stopping us now. And then when you come back in, we'll be ready. It's dedicated to Chastity. Ain't no stopping us now.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing
right. That was Ain't No Stopping Us Now, McFadden and Whitehead. You are tuned in to the Love Journey, Inc., and they call it a prayer line. I call it an experience, your love experience. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your daily lover, and today is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, and we're reading from the book. This might be our last week, and this book is called The Seed by John Gordon. And this book is really a quick read, but it's really about finding purpose. Finding purpose. They say the word tells us that our gifts will make room for us, our purpose will make room for us. And this book is to remind us that if we just surrender to the process, and really get still in here and really watch the sign and reflect on what it is that we're seeing, we really will be directed into that right direction. And so as we see the character Josh move through his process, we see Josh as he moved through his process of finding purpose and we see how things turned around, because last week he had to go into the office and didn't really want to go in the office, but then something just pushed him to go in anyway, and he asked the boss for some more time. And he knew he had a good idea. He knew that in deep down inside that this idea was going to work, but it wasn't manifesting yet, and he just needed a little more time. So he asked the boss, and the boss gave him a little more time. But the boss was going to cut this idea, but when Josh came in with such powerful belief, that the boss said, okay, sometimes your belief is the belief that other people will have if you believe in what you're doing. And so we moved in chapter 28, Making a Difference. Let me see if Nicole, see if she's ready yet.
I'm ready.
Oh, okay. So do you want to go straight to chapter 28, or did you have something else you wanted to talk about in 27?
No. I was loving how you was able to open everything up. That's awesome. It really is. I just, it was awesome where we left that off at, because a lot of times what we have to remember is anything that we are selling, ourselves, our ideas, people really do pick up on our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a great idea, but if we're not excited about it, and that's one of the things that I picked up in the book, that Josh was excited about it. He was moved by it, and that's what allowed other people to get moved by it, even though it wasn't working in the beginning. But that's what allowed him to buy himself more time. And I remember one thing that also stood out to me, just real quick, I wanted to point out also, is he had planned in chapter 26 to actually call off of work, call in sick. But when he woke up that day, he changed his mind, and he remembered about planting a seed in his desk and replanting it in a large field where it would steadily grow as fruit started to fall off of it, where he would plant it, and it would the fruit would start falling off of it, and his dream started to make more sense to him. That's where people actually stop, is after we actually plant the seed and we stop short when the fruit is actually growing. So he knew at that moment he needed to keep pushing. So I just really wanted to just remind people that it's during these times that a lot of people quit, and I really relate to this story on so many levels, because I understand that feeling. I fell asleep before with my clothes on, and you just stressed out, crying, like, I don't know why in the heck I didn't took something so far, and then you get back up and you got more energy to somebody else and encouraged you, and then you realize again you about to stop because you feel overcome, you feel helpless, you just feel all these other things. So I just really wanted to just remind people that those emotions are okay to experience, but it's a part of the process. It's okay to experience them, but do not let them overcome you. We are supposed to triumph on the other side of it. So that's what we're picking up in chapter 28, is Making a Difference. And I just love this whole point of this book, and I would love for people to be able to chime in as well with the book, but we definitely should be able to close this one out today. But in chapter 28, Making a Difference, he said, after 6 months had gone by, it was clear that Josh had not only overcome his critics at work, but he had overcome the fear, hopelessness, and obstacles that caused people to stop pursuing their purpose and dreams. His campaign actually started to work. People were buying in and sales were growing. He also received many emails from colleagues thanking him for making a difference in their lives. My God. And think about it. He was just thinking about quitting. Imagine that. If he would have quit, he would have never been able to make changes in other people's lives, and he would have never had that feeling of overcoming his own fear, hopelessness, and obstacles to pursue his own dream. With Focus on Purpose, they were not only improved their work lives, but they also improved their home lives as well. Josh discovered that one person in his organization or family who decides to make a difference enhances the lives of everyone around him or her. The fact that Josh was impacting his families, the families of his colleagues, was truly rewarding. Then they go on to talk about customers and their employees were also buying into the messages, and Josh was asked to speak at several client events to discuss the importance of purpose-driven goals and the effects of purpose can have on a people in an organization. Josh was not only affecting change in people of his company, he was impacting people in other companies as well. Josh's career wasn't on the line anymore. Now it was soaring to new heights. I just love that. I really love that. I loved how the author was able to really depict what it's like to go through that overwhelming feeling, because I know those feelings. I know them way too well. And if anyone is feeling that, I just really want everyone to feel encouraged, because at the end of it, there is purpose. The purpose of it is so much bigger than you and I that it will really start to make sense. So I just love how this chapter was illustrated and just talking about how many other people's lives were actually impacted by it. So we close out this part of the chapter where it says, once planted, our seed needs support, nourishment, and light. Everyone that comes into your life is there for a reason. Mentors, encouragers, and advice from strangers feed us. Provide food for the soul and give our seed the light it needs to grow. And he felt fortunate to have such people guide him along the way. He looked forward to seeing the farmer again after he knew what the final stage was. He closed his eyes and he performed Stairway to Heaven for his one and only groupie, which is Dharma, his dog. I was about to ask you, what did you want to add to that? Because I really loved how he talks about people are in our life for a reason.
Yeah. Before we move to chapter 29, I wanted to bring out one part that you in this last chapter. You know. What I really wanted to talk about is that he no longer felt numb and lost. And the reason why I want to bring that up, because when we start finding our purpose and living in our purpose and living in our gifts and talents, what happens, it reminds me of a quote. Martin Luther King's mentor was Howard Thurman. Howard Thurman quoted one of the most powerful quotes for me. And Oprah Winfrey quotes this a lot. He said, "Don't ask the world what the world needs. Ask yourself what lights you up and turns you on and go about doing it, because what the world needs are people who are lit up and turned on." And that's what purpose does. Purpose really lights you up and turns you on. And that's what he said, he was no longer numb. He didn't feel lost like he did before. And I wanted to make sure we really, really comprehend the reason why this book was so important for us, to me, to bring to us to read, was because I really want us to think about, what have we been planted in the earth for? How can we show up lit up and turned on? And can you imagine more people in life lit up and turned on, and what life would really be about if we all could be lit up and turned on about life? And so that's what I really want us to take away strongly today. What can light you up? What can turn you on? What is the purpose? Why have you been planted into the earth? And what can you do to be lit up and turned on? And then when we're lit up and turned on, we give others permission to do the same. And so I just wanted to kind of bring that strong point out.
A super point to really bring in.
Good morning.
I just wanted to comment this morning. First of all, this is Linda Wells, Cleveland, Ohio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I wanted to continue to say that this book really, really did impact my life. And it's going to propel me into writing a book because in the midst of what I am going through at the end of my, and I'm not saying the end of my purpose because I'm not leaving this earth, but this is going to be the end of a journey that I have. 30 years of commitment in government, I became just totally bitter. Everyone around me, and it's like you're swimming upstream. Everybody's doing what's wrong, and you know you're on purpose, and you're going to continue to flow. So it was hard for me to do that, but this book put me back where I needed to be. So I have changed my whole attitude, and I've noticed around the office how people respond to that because I'm not like them. I'm not there for that reason. I'm there to make a difference, and I was sent there on purpose. I am in purpose, and again, don't be discouraged in, you know, when things are not going well around you. Because sometimes those people may not be where they need to be, but it's hard to maintain purpose in the midst of that. So that's what I'm thinking about, and I'm gonna put it on paper. So good morning, Love Journey. I love all of you. Hey, Janine, y'all have a good day.
I'm excited. You know, I love when people write their books, write their story, tell their truth out loud. I'm so excited. Congratulations.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's, Mommy, if you don't mind me just saying, I just, Janine, thank God for the love journey. And just even, I know what he has done for me in my life, but just watching my mom just evolve, and my mom has always been my Shiva. My mom has always, like, anybody who know me, you guys have listened to me, I always honor my mama. I love my mama. And just to watch her and just, my mother is passionate about what she does, and that's where I get it from. It's because when we want something, we are after it. And she's a very, very passionate woman. And just to see a part of her was getting drained. And now after us reading this book, the vitality that has been brought back into her life, the choices that she decided to make, even confronting her work. The work low has not, it has not changed. My mother is still over inundated with a heck of a lot of work, and I wish to God she was not. But, hey, I can't walk this part of the process, but I know that if you have a willing spirit to really try, whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you work in the government sector, we are the masters of our own lives. And because of this book, I've been able to see, even in my mother's own life, is just how intricate God really is. And if we choose to find our purpose in it, you'll find renewed strength. And just to listen to her stories now from work is refreshing instead of feeling like, oh, my God, Mom, I don't want to hear about this. But even to hear about it now and the stories and the things she's able to do, and it's because of her different lens. And it brings me to tears just in joy knowing that it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter what you actually do. It's how you choose to redefine your purpose. So thank you, Mom, so much for just living your life, living your truth, and being so transparent in front of me because it strengthens me day by day. So I love you so much, and I thank God for this journey. So I just really wanted to just say that from my heart to my mama because she really do cry. So
I want to share something before we go in the next chapter, which is going to lead us into the next chapter, if you don't mind.
Come on. Yeah, come on.
So when your mother was talking, I have a book, What Names Mean, and Linda means beautiful and pretty and awesome. It says you always bring to completion anything you start. You are generous, but like to see returns from your giving. You have an executive ability. You are a leader. You are moral, balanced, honest, intellectual, and you may attain spirituality. You are wise and practical with an appreciation of beauty. Everything you touch will always be beautiful and turn to gold. You always think before you act. You are intuitive, and you're interested in arts, drama, and science. You can be very detailed, well-organized, and possess great organizational skills. You can even appear stubborn and even critical to others, but your practical approach to life is really making you beneficial and a great member of the community. You can be very persuasive in achieving goals and gaining objectives. You are dependable and very down-to-earth and well-grounded. You make a difference in every area of others' lives when you are around. You bring beauty, you bring quality, and you bring amazing, optimum love. I'm like, wow, that's what Linda means. Isn't that interesting?
That was good. That's me.
That's my mama.
I mean, no matter what book you read, that's me. You can look at it astrological. You can look at it personality. Hey, that was me, Janine.
That's just what it's a name, meaning name. And since we was going into the what does names mean in the chapter, I'm like, wow, look at Linda.
Thank you.
That's my mama.
I love the part where it said, everything you touch will turn to gold.
You will turn to gold, darling.
Yes, God. Yes, I love it. I can attest to that. And yes, moving on to chapter 29, a name means something. And that's very true. So we have to remember this for when our children are naming grandchildren and people are still having children. Our names actually mean something. Lord have mercy. They actually mean something. So thank you, Mom, for naming me. But, yes, they actually mean something. I love how Dharma was thinking in this chapter of the book, the dog thinking, super funny. But even though Dharma was an uncommon name, it actually means for Dharma, what she went through talking about with Joseph's men and all these other dogs, what it actually means and what Joshua actually means. But for Dharma, what it, how did I skip over it, Janine? Hold on one second. What does Dharma actually mean? Okay, it means calling. Dharma means calling or life's purpose. And she knew what her life purpose was. It was to love unconditionally and show humans what unconditional love is all about. Joshua was on purpose too, and she loved him more than anything. And then they talked about what Joshua's name meant. Joshua means God rescues. So names do have purpose. They do mean, and we actually do end up living out the meaning of our name. So it is very important that we are mindful of what we name our children and what we speak life into our children and, you know, even into ourselves because we end up carrying that out. So I don't think anything was real significant more than that to really carry into, Janine. Did you have anything more you wanted to highlight in there before we went into chapter 30 and try to get through this? All right, cool. So on to chapter 30 where we're talking about abundance. So super excited about this because I feel like in this book we have went through all the ups and downs. So I think it's super cool that we actually can start talking about abundance and, you know, this part of the journey. So in this book, in this part of the chapter, Josh is actually talking about dreams actually do come true. We're setting the scene here. Josh stood on stage with his guitar in hand, a microphone in front of him, looking out in front of a crowd. It was a few thousand people waiting on him to speak. Imagine that. He couldn't believe it had been 5 years since his boss had gave him that ultimatum. The farmer gave him a seat. The pilot gave him perspective. Solomon gave him hope.
The past gave him a gift, and George gave him a sign. My God, I love that. Because it just puts into perspective every part of his life. I just love that. After the success of the Purpose campaign, his work and life had changed dramatically. He had gone from being an employee at his company to being a thought leader in the industry. His CEO had thought Josh, that had asked Josh to write a blog about sharing his philosophies. It was an independent blog separate from the company, yet one that positioned the company as the forerunner in the marketplace. Josh called his blog, what? The Seed. And it included all his musing about growing in life, business, and a career with purpose. And like the Seed, the blog's popularity grew enormously, as did Josh's profile and exposure. He became a featured speaker at numerous conferences on branding, communication, and marketing, which is why he found himself on stage that day. My God, I love it, I love it, I love it. He asked the audience, how did they feel? And the crowd yelled, great. Anyway, he went on to sing a short melody about dreams do come true. Dreams can happen to you if you let your purpose live through you. And then he went on here to passionately speak. One thing that I really wanted to highlight before I went into other parts of this chapter is when the Word of God tells us our gifts will make room for us, that's what stood out to me in this part of the chapter, because remember, the only thing he was doing was going to find his purpose and what he was really trying to do. So once he was reignited with his purpose and reminded of what sets him on fire, as Janine says, about life, what sets him afire, and he started living in that, and, you know, he implemented one change in how the company was actually doing things and to really start working on purpose. That set hold of all the other passionate things in his life, and now he finds himself on stage in front of thousands of people speaking. Now he's the thought leader. It wasn't that he had to brainstorm on all these things, but it became truly as the Word of God said, Janine, your gift will make room for you. But it's truly with us walking in our gift and our purpose. So I really love that. Did you have anything that you wanted to add to it?
It says if you want to truly be successful, your desire to make a difference has to be greater than your desire to make money. And if it is, then you will accomplish both. He was playing his note, and he was contributing to the one song. He had really grabbed the idea of what it meant to plant his seed, and passionately he did it. It's all about being, but you know how to find it. You got to get into your heart. Too many of us have our heart closed. We're too afraid to open our heart because we're afraid to be hurt. But that's where you find your purpose. That's where you find your passion. You got to feel it and know it. And the only way you're going to know it is through feeling it. And because so many of us have shut down our feelings, we can't find our passions. Mm. Oh, I can't see no more. These tears got my eyes off. I'm telling you. It is really, every time I read that one part right there, it just brings tears to my eyes, because I know, and I coach so many people who don't even know what lights them up, don't know what makes them happy, because they lost their self and shut down their emotions and shut down their feeling nature. Today, family, I'm asking you to open your heart today. Open your heart to you, and there you will find your passion. There you will find the reason you were planted in earth. And I just want to make sure we really get to know, if you want to know what lights you up and turn you on, it's in your heart. It really is in the heart. That's my contribution. That's my offering.
Whew. Yes, 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 yes. If you truly want to be successful, your desire to make a difference has to be greater than your desire to make money. If it is, you will accomplish both. I love that. And I think that's a great place for us just, I guess we would have to stop. we really only have these last two chapters to really get through. I guess we should be able to get through those by next week. But, hey, this is definitely a great place to stop. And like you said, it's just really in our heart chakra. We have to be open to it and be okay with the process. You know, yes, you're going to experience the bumps, the bruises, the pain. But I think the cool thing that about this book and what John Gordon was able to articulate carefully in this book is that even with the bumps and bruises, everything has a purpose. When we look back over our lives, everything had a reason to be in our lives and to really teach us, to mold us, to grow us. And we just have to stay open to that part of the process, stay open to the growth in it. So I love that. I love this book, Janine, and all that it has done even in my own life and what I've even been able to witness even within my mom's life and other people. So thank you so much for this. Did anyone have anything that they wanted to share?
Good morning.
Financial tip. Good morning.
Great to be involved with a family of conscious, loving people who are eager to share amazing gifts that comes to them from the planet. I don't know who brought this book to us, but brought it through the power of Janine, who's given us an opportunity to experience the core processes that our lives must go through to be noted as alive. This is the wonderful pathway needed to live abundantly. Since the beginning of hearing and hearing about this book, I was compelled to go and acquire it. And once I did, after reading one chapter, I began to call everybody that called me that day. I don't care if they were calling me for a bill or calling me to thank them for sending my money, whatever. They called me for it. My phone rang. Before the end of that call, I shared with them, you must read John Gordon and transform your life. Not just change it, but transform it. Because transformation, everything that's coming at you with abundance wrapped around it begins to magnetize itself because it's what you are. And what you are attracting. Ms. Linda Wells, thank you for the dynamic gift that you've given the planet called chastity. The first time I heard the name, I said, that's a unique person. A year ago, over a year ago, a year and a half ago, actually in February 2015, I was blessed with hearing this amazing gift to the planet. And I thank you for how this book is starting to evolve you even greater. Everything that you've touched, from the laws of prosperity, the dynamic laws of prosperity, to now this, you are truly exemplifying the knowledge and wisdom that God is placing before you. You're gravitating it into you, or you're transforming it into you as truly a part of your existence. This book truly has evolved me even more. I can truly say that this has added to my understanding of abundance. We've been talking about lack. And I, having a near-life or near-ending of life experience, had to realize that when I saw my front lawn, I had no ability to count every blade of grass. I can only call it abundance. When I look at my mango tree, I look at all those leaves, and those leaves tell me that they are abundance. When I start to look at life in that manner, abundance is everywhere you turn your head. If you stop looking for lack, like we do when we speak, lack will eventually start disappearing because you're focusing now on the amazement of abundance. All these little gifts that I've gotten from this book has really brought back the manifestation of the gifts of nuggets that I've been given in my life. And it's now starting to make sense. I know I gave the statement of my mom telling me to go mad. Well, she was no amazing apple from the tree. The tree that gave her gifts like that gave me another gift. He told me, my grandfather, he said, if you don't ASK, you want GET. And as a teenager, I'm like, okay, what is that? So I never asked him. I never asked what that meant. I went on and watched his life as an example. And one day, actually on my 21st birthday, I was sitting in a place that I had never, ever thought I would be. And I couldn't imagine how I got there. But then his words, if you don't ask, you don't GET, came into fruition. If you don't ask, you won't get. And looking at where I was at that moment, all it took was me to ask, and I was given the seat. I was flying from California to West Palm Beach, and I asked for first class accommodation. Mm-hmm. And without even blinking an eye, stewardess said, "Sure, sit right here." And I sat down, blown away, that I flew from coach, where I traveled from coach to first class because I asked. And sitting in that seat, my grandfather's words came back to me so brilliantly that I apply everywhere I can. Even when I went to dinner that night, I asked, and without even dotting an I, crossing another T, the waitress said, "Sure," granted it. All because I found the power of asking and then anticipating to accept and receive that you asked for. I appreciate my family, my loved ones' family. I will toot the horn, raise the flag, tear down the fortress wall to promote the love that I've experienced here on the journey of Love Training. Thank you, amazing family. Keep me in your prayers. Keep me in your love and light. And as you grow, I promise you, I'll grow with you.
I love it.
That was a wonderful story. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was awesome. If you don't ask, you won't GET. Baby. That reminds me of something my grandfather would have said, like, "Oh, Lord, what is he saying now, Papa? Oh, my God." But then as you continue to live, you're like, "Oh, my God, that's what that man was saying." So I love that. That was super awesome. My financial tip of the week here, guys, is still really simple, but yet still so often still overlooked. It's getting our kids off to the right start, guys, and making sure that our children are covered. I really am still pushing for us to all make sure our kids and our grandkids are covered. Children whole life policies start as low as $4 a month, and I can cover a child longer than 14 days old all the way up to the age of 18. Here's the cool thing. As I've said before, you could be the grandparent of the child. I don't need the kid social or nothing else like that. You are able to cover that kid and make sure that kid is taken care of. I have had grandparents come to me and make sure that their grandkids are taken care of, because sometimes, you know, for whatever reason, the parent is not going to do it. The parent is not financially there yet to be able to do it for whatever reason. But I just want you to make sure that your family is taken care of. It is our responsibility, as the Word of God says, to leave an inheritance for our kids' kids. What a better way to make sure that your family legacy is protected than to make sure your children are off onto the right foot. Let's make sure that they're taken care of, or they are diagnosed with ADD, children's diabetes, from all of this fast food and this garbage we are intaking here in the United States. Make sure that they are protected, because at that moment, guess what? No one will be able to get them taken care of at that moment. They become uninsurable. So please, check on your family. Make sure that they have what they need, and then I will be able to get you guys taken care of. If you need me, if you have any questions, or if, you know, if you're ready to go ahead and get your own grandkids taken care of, contact me directly at 614-230-6600. Again, my direct contact number is 614-230-6600. You're also able to visit me on my website at www.chastityawells.com. There you're able to send me an email if you have anything.
I am still not on social media. So there's no point in sending me any inbox because I am not checking it under any circumstances. So just reach out to me if you need me directly, and I will make sure you and your family legacy is protected. Thank you, Janine, for the opportunity to share. Thank you, King. Thank you, my beloved mother. I love you so much. Have an amazing day at work, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you again.
Thank you, Amir. That was Amir speaking today.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Amir. Sorry about that.
No problem, I'm sure. All right. Thank you, Chastity Wells. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We're going to end with doing something different this week. We're going to end with an affirmation from our beautiful, beautiful Reverend Knight. But I want us to put our money in our hand because it's a money calling affirmation. I posted it on the Love Journey. It's the first thing you see when you go to the Love Journey page. And if you don't have any cash around or you have your bank account, your credit card, put that in your hand. And I want us to say this affirmation together. I will speak it and you can speak it after me. And we're going to open our heart to calling in our money this morning, recognizing that there really truly is only one divine source. And God is the source of our unlimited supply of money, love, joy, happiness, and success. And so as we put our money, place our money in our right hand, giving thanks for all that is, all that will ever be, all that will come into this experience in our life, we give thanks for our money experience. So as you put money in your hand, I want you to repeat after me. You can star six your phone. And if you're on Blog Talk and you'd like to join in, just push the number one and let me know that you want to join in. If you on a teleconference, you just star six. Let me check the Blog Talk. And so Reverend Knight's affirmation goes, money, I'm calling you into my life. And you repeat that after me.
Money.
Money, I'm calling you into my life.
I know you hear me.
I know you hear me.
Right here and right now, I'm telling you.
Right here and right now, I'm telling you.
Money, you love me.
Money, you love me.
You are welcome in my hands.
And I, you are welcome in my hands,
in my pockets,
in my life all the time.
Come on.
In my life all the time.
Come, money. As I open my heart and mind.
As I open my heart and mind.
To money in all forms.
To money in all forms.
Banknotes. Certificates of deposit. Stocks and bonds. You see, I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude.
I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude.
Yes. Money serve me in divine right ways.
Money serves me in divine right ways.
Money is wonderful stuff.
Money is wonderful stuff.
And I let it multiply in my life.
And I let it multiply in my life.
Thank you, God, in me for money.
Yes.
So, Jackie, I was going to ask if you would lead us in that at the end. And that's going to be our new affirmation for our money will come to us by calling it, speaking to our money. And I love it. You know that was from Reverend Ike, my main man.
You know, I love me some Reverend Ike. He said you can't lose with the stuff you use when you use your spiritual tools. All right, any questions, comments, or concerns before we leave you on this Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe? All right. All right. No questions, comments, or concerns? No thoughts about the affirmation? All right, well, you all go for
it. I am. That was extremely delicious. You know, having a taste for baked goods, a cake is wonderfully decorated by icing. If the cake is terrible, and the icing is just icing, but when the cake is delicious and the icing is gorgeous, you have a beautiful presentation called dessert. What we've gotten today was both cake and a beautiful icing. That was perfect icing on that cake, Janine. Thank you very much. My uncle called me last night, and he was just concerned about me. He said, you know, I thought about you when I heard this quote. I said, really? He said, it's very powerful now. I need you to sit down and take it in. I said, okay, Uncle Ben, what was it? He said, you know, when you say, I am that, the very next thing you say has transformed itself to put the most powerful power pack it has to attract itself to you. And if you're not ready for it, it's going to become whatever you ask for. It is right there waiting for you to pursue you, overtake you, and overpower you. Now, what are you saying when you say, I am, haunted me all night in my dream, and I want it to haunt you all day in your day? That be aware of what you say will be manifestly done the moment your breath produces it. It just takes a moment for it to get there, but it's being produced by your thought and your spoken word, the power of the God in you. Family, be aware your godness is waiting for your word to manifest.
All right. Powerful way to end it. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you, Emir J. Otto Price the Third. Yes, yes, yes. Emir, you want to share what your name means?
Oh, my God. That was a powerful revelation. Everything that I was afraid of exposing, of things that I thought about, my name meant. So it became very apparent one afternoon when I was sitting in the presence of the goddess Janine. She shared with me what she found my name to mean. I realized that when you are destined by your name to be a leader, a true leader, a very present leader with your thought consciousness, it's almost like you have no choice but to be a Mercedes-Benz. You have the name Mercedes-Benz on your chest, on your tail, on your everywhere. So you got to be a Mercedes-Benz, or you got to be a Lexus, because that's your name. Well, that's what my name meant, not Lexus or Mercedes-Benz, but it meant divine, powerful leadership in the role of a king, and doing it with grace and finesse. I had to really, there was a lot more to that, but that's what it was.
One part of your name meant ruler of prosperity, remember?
Yeah, I was not going to go there, but yeah, ruler of prosperity. That was definite. And with all the things that I'm working on now, it fits so immensely connected. I'm so grateful for God putting you there to show me who I am and what I am even more. I enjoy knowing my name. Matter of fact, in the mornings, before I connect with Love Journey, I said, good morning, Emir J. Otto Price the Third. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for that eye-opening experience.
All right. Well, thank you for ending it with that wonderful I am. Anything that we say with I am
is diligently working to bring that into our experience. Yes, yes, yes. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey. They call it a prayer line. I call it an experience. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach, and I am excited about how God is doing what God is doing. The Creator is so amazing. And I just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for just doing what you do. God, keep doing your stuff, like Reverend Knight say. God, do your stuff. And I want to remind you today that your life is a gift. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And I want to remind you that love is a choice, so choose love. And not just dream your God-sized dreams, but live them. Remember, keep on pushing till something happens. You are a winner. You were born to win. And you were chiseled magnificent on your heart when you were sent to the planet. And I want to remind you that, family, have a great day. Have a great weekend. Oh, my God, I didn't get a chance to tell you all that I want you all to keep Amira Christine Warren in your prayers. Her brother was killed. Somebody killed her brother. And I want you all to keep her family. And they are collecting money. This is just one thing we could speak to when it comes to Chastity. They didn't have insurance. He didn't have insurance, so they need some support. So if you have anything, you can go to her PayPal, and her PayPal, you can leave as little, whatever you have, because they need that kind of support. If you are in a position and you want to support, and if you don't have it, then just send some prayers, send some love, send some love out to her today, to her and her family. And if you decide that you want to, then you can send it to her address, which is 3311 Rhode Island Avenue, 203. Just text me. Or you can send it to her PayPal, Chrissy Love, ChrissyLove33 at yahoo.com. That's ChrissyLove33 at yahoo.com. That's Christine Warren. We also call her Amira. Her brother was killed in the Virginia, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area, somewhere in there. And I just want you to know, family, what I love about us is our support for each other. So if you can't do anything but send some love, send some prayers out, keep our family encouraged, family. You know, we do know there's no separation in spirit, but there is still a grieving period when someone leaves the physical planet, especially in such a very aggressive way like that. And now we see the importance of why we should have insurance. Now they have to bury someone who didn't have insurance and pull together money, which I know my mom did the same thing. We had to pull together money. So with that being said, if you have it in your heart and you lay it, ChrissyLove33 at yahoo.com, or you can text me for her address, Christine Warren, 3311 Rhode Island Avenue, Suite 203, Mount Rainier, Maryland, 20712. Thank you, family, for your support. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your love. If you're not busy and you live in Chicago, tomorrow, family, we will be walking with Tina's Legacy. We will be doing a walk, the 5K walk. Yeah. We will be out there supporting Tina's Legacy, which is a summer program to assist young girls and teens into finding the message in their soul, finding their purpose, and giving them purpose through learning how to repurpose the furniture. We will be out there tomorrow. 8 o'clock starts the meditation, then yoga, then a 5K walk. So, family, if you have anything that you want to contribute or thought processes, please let me know. And I will also let people know about your events. Thank you, family. I love you. Happy Friday. And I'm going to play D-Train. Keep on.
Keep on. Thank you. Thank you. No, I love you and have a phenomenal, amazing day.